This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last study, we focused on the importance of recognizing that all of the regulations God set down for our behavior are designed to lead us into a full and fruitful life. He not only wants to bless us, He wants to make us a blessing to others. While reading Leviticus, take note of the special days and weeks God wanted the Israelites to observe. He starts in chapter 23 with the Sabbath. Then he explains the importance of celebrating these feasts: the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Chapter 25 describes the Sabbath year and the year of Jubilee. Each of these times of celebration are designed to remind the people of certain things God has done and wants to do for them. They provide for the people opportunities to review, reflect, and be renewed in their walk with God and worship of God. They provide a rhythm to experience a change of pace and place. There would be wisdom in our fast-paced world to stop and reflect on how God encourages such times of change in our routine. Too often, when we take time for a change, we try to get all we can out of our changed environment, and instead of finding rest and renewal, we're worn out and look forward to getting back to the routine to recuperate. Jesus once counseled his disciples during a time of frenzied activity where they didn't even have time to eat, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Mark 6:31. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.